When Lizzie had our fourth child, Amos, it was the first time she wanted to do it all natural without an epidural. And that was a big hurdle for her, and she didn't know if she could pull it off. And so she got done with the delivery, and she cried out, and I'm crying. It's this beautiful thing. It was on Easter Sunday at noon in 2013. And she cried out, and she said, "I did it." And she was so excited because she didn't know that she had it in her to do it. And then the next delivery was Shiloh in 2016, I think. And we didn't have the doula with us that was there with Amos. And so it was just me. The doula couldn't make it. And so I'm there, and this is the first time I'm kind of helping her without the epidural. I'm talking her through it, and we're doing all the steps and everything, and I'm kind of freaking out. And she gets done with that one. Shiloh comes out, and she looks at me, and she says, "We did it." I'm like, "Yeah, we did. That was awesome." And this last one, just a couple weeks ago, George Truitt, we're like, "This is number six. This is going to be super easy. He'll just fall out, and we'll just have a party." And we get up there, and everybody's like, "Well, you better get to the hospital because you know it's going to be fast." We're like, "Yeah, it's going to be fast. It's going to be great." And this baby took his time. We were like, we felt like first-time parents because we didn't know if he's coming. We go home, and can we get up there? Okay, he's coming now. No, where there's waiting, there's this delay. Okay, now I'm trying to help her doing all the stuff I know how to do because I'm a professional now, and nothing really was working. And she gets to the point of really the intense labor, and it just stops. And she has to get off the bed, and she's standing up. And then it was a hard 2 or 3 hours there that we were not expecting. And she's crying out by the end, and she gets to the end of this, and she looks at me, and she says, "God helped us. God did this for us." And that was revelation to me to see how the Lord was delivering us from, "I got enough strength in myself, I can do this. Okay, now I don't trust in myself, but at least I got a team of people and I got some strong brothers and sisters, we can do this together," to now at the very end saying, "I got nothing. We got nothing. The Lord, if this is going to come to delivery, if this is going to come to birth, then the Lord himself has to do it." Mm. And the Lord, as Sam said here at the end, the Lord likes to wait until the dead weight moment, until the deadlift moment. You know what a deadlift is? You get no support whatsoever from that person down on the ground. You're having to do all the lifting yourself to lift them up. Mm. And the Lord, I don't know why. I know it's because of his, we do rob his, he likes to wait until we're done with ourselves and done trusting in the arm of the flesh before he delivers. I'm just meditating on this. Psalms 116, 2 Chronicles 20 right now. I remember Jehoshaphat with a great army of Moabites coming against him, and he calls a fast for Israel, and he says, "Lord, we do not have the strength to stand against this mighty army, and we don't know what to do, but what? Our eyes are on you."
Yeah.
And that's the place where the Lord is getting all of us. Yeah. And just a fresh season in my life right now, and all of us to totally give up to him. So I just want to confirm that word. I'm so glad Sam shared this again. Lastly, about a quarter ago, 3 months ago, Sam and I gave you guys a challenge about what is your assignment on the wall look like in 2019. Just a hand in the air. Does anybody remember when we did that? Has anybody considered, because I've mentioned it 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 times since then, has anybody considered, and I did this one time here where we paused and waited, has anybody considered what your assignment in 2019 in prayer looks like? Just a hand up and down, if you would. Okay, so I want to give you a challenge, because if you're like me, prayer and reading the Bible, when it starts, I heard Mike Bickle say this on the IHOP web stream last night at the conference, it's the last thing that we want to do in our flesh. The last thing we want to do is spend time in prayer and reading our Bible. But in the Spirit, we delight in this thing. We love this thing. And so I'm challenging you to consider three different options for 2019. A 12, a 52, or a 365. I want to consider a 12-hour option in 2019, a 52-hour option, or a 365-hour option, that you would commit to giving yourself to this thing called prayer, to ministry in prayer. So when he's talking about the swords going down in the earth and praying the word, I keep on thinking about specific 1 hour time slot. Remember, Jesus says, would you not tarry with me 1 hour? For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And anybody ever prayed for a solid hour intentionally on purpose before? If you've done that, you know, you get about 10 or 15 minutes into it and you're like, holy moly, man, what else can I, you know, what can I do here? This is a long time. And then about 45 minutes into it and you're like, just gotta get across the finish line. Hang in there, soldier. That's what it's like when you start praying for 1 hour at a time. But I tell you guys, we had in 2010, we did daily prayer for 10 months. We did 1 hour a day for 10 months. And there's never been a place of joy in my heart like in those months when we did that. Would you consider praying for 1 hour a month with your spouse or by yourself? Pick, anybody ever watch Netflix or a movie in here? Take one evening a month and take an hour. Lizzie and I just did this the other night, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We put the kids to bed and we didn't turn it. We didn't do any. We just prayed for 1 hour. We just locked in and did that. Once we picked the first Monday of the month to do that. Could you pick 1 hour a month for 12 hours intentionally? Now, I know we pray at work. We pray for our meals, right? We pray when we're driving. But I'm talking about a 1 hour time slot to put those swords into the earth, 12 hours in 2019. Or would you consider 52? 1 hour a week, one night a week, one morning a week, the night watch between midnight and 6 a.m. Would you consider 1 hour a week for 52 hours in 2019 to seek the Lord, to pray apostolic prayers, to pray scripture back, to get a group of people to do that? Or would you consider 365? 1 hour a day, every day this next year, until we see revival, until we see the church lit up. The Lord has assignments for us here, not just in El Dorado, but in Kansas. I agree with that. And so if you have not considered this, I just want to plead with you to choose one of those three options. Please, one of those three options for the sake of His name here in El Dorado. Would you do that?